Oh, hello. I can move to another table if you want to use this one. Okay. No, that's fine. You're not bothering me. I was just doing a bit of research before I get back to my dorm. My roommates can get pretty crazy, so at least here at the library, I can get a bit of peace and quiet. Oh, no, I didn't mean I want you to leave. That's not what I meant. You're in my advanced French literature class, right? Sorry, I'm not very good with faces, and I kind of tend to keep to myself, so I just wanted to make sure. Well, yeah, I'm doing pretty good so far. But it's not a big deal or anything. Well, I mean, if you really want to know, I got 100% in all our exams so far, but it's not a big deal. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything. Oh. Well, thank you. What about you? Oh. That's not so good. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound insulting or anything. I mean, I'm sure everyone has stuff that they're less good at. It's fine. I'm sure you'll do good on the next exam or something. Sorry. I'm not at, I don't really know what to say in these kinds of situations. Oh, this book? It's Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. Well, I don't want to bore you with all the details and stuff, but basically it's about kids trapped in their grandma's attic and how they survive. Then it gets into kind of an incestuous romance, and I swear it's a good book. It's just kind of hard to explain without making it sound super creepy. I mean, the writing's a bit weird sometimes, like, it sounds a little bit old-fashioned, but at the end you cannot help but get attached to the characters in their kind of vintage, perfect charm, and it really ends up making you think about all the ways that we can isolate ourselves. Sorry, no, I'm talking too much. I just kind of get a little bit excited when I'm talking about books. Yeah, I've always liked reading. It helps me escape and it helps me explore all kinds of different worlds away from this one, and it that I don't know, kind of just lets me meet a variety of people through the eyes of the artists that write them. Yeah. Yeah, that probably all just sounds really sad. I'm generally a little bit better at expressing myself, but I don't talk to guys that much, and oh, that probably made me sound even sadder. Oh, you specifically came here to talk to me? But like, why? Oh, because I'm good at this class. Listen, I'm not gonna do your homework for you if that's what you want. You're not the first guy to ask me. I guess you all assume since I'm just some lonely loser, I'll do anything to get some guy's attention. Well, I'm sorry, but I do have enough self-respect to understand that you're just looking for a way to slack off and make fun of me. Oh. Just to help you study. Oh, God, I'm really sorry for that. I kind of just assumed you wanted me to do your work since I've already had three guys since the final exam was announced, and I thought you'd be just like them. God, you probably think I'm such a bitch. Okay, thanks for understanding. It's just, I have a lot of trouble trusting people I don't know, but you do seem like a nice guy, and you really look like you're trying to do your best. So, you forgive me for what just happened. I guess I could help you study if that's what you want. I don't know if I'm any good at teaching things, though, so please just, I'll do my best, but please don't expect too much. Well, thank you. It's really nice to see you're ready to work hard for this class. You seem really smart, so I'm sure that once I explain everything, you'll have an easy time with the exam. Oh, thank you! I mean, I guess I probably do seem quite smart, but you seem like you have more than just one type of intelligence, unlike me. I just meant that there's more than just academic intelligence, which is what I'm great at. There's also social intelligence and emotional intelligence, and those are types that you seem to be good at. You seem to have a lot of friends in this class, and I mean, you were able to just come and talk to me. I never could have done that. Oh? A trade? So, you're gonna try to teach me how to be better with people? That would be really nice. I really like the idea of this arrangement. We can both teach each other what we're best at and both get better at these things. Thank you. Yes, I'm really happy with the idea. And thanks for actually respecting me. It's nice to feel appreciated once in a while. To be honest, I think we should probably study someplace else. If you're gonna teach me how to be more socially intelligent, I guess, I'd rather not be in front of people. I tend to get flustered a bit easily. I'm sure you can understand. Well, as I said, my roommates are pretty crazy. We wouldn't really have much privacy. Oh, you're alone in your dorm? You must be paying extra for that. Oh, so your roommate's on vacation then. Well, that sounds perfect. We can have privacy to teach each other stuff. Sorry if I make that sound awkward, but I guess you'll help me with that, and I promise I'll teach you everything you need to know for the exam. Yes, sorry, I don't want to keep you busy if you have somewhere to go, but maybe after class tomorrow, I can stop by your dorm and we'll get to teaching. All right. See you then. Yes, that. See you then. Hi there. It's me. Was this not a good time? I'm sorry, I should have contacted you first. I just didn't know your number and I didn't know what other classes you'd have and Okay, good. I just assumed that since you were in your boxers, you might have forgotten that I was coming. But this is your place and I don't want to sound like I'm being rude. At this point, I think you understand that I'm shy. And I don't have to remind you. No. You don't have to change if you're comfortable. I just have to learn to stop being so awkward. Anyway, may I come in? Okay, good. I'll just find somewhere to put down my books. Sorry for bringing so many. I went a little bit overboard with all my help, and I brought some more stuff that we'll need. I'll just place them on the table here. Move that out of the way. It's a pretty nice place you have here. My dorm doesn't look near as neat as yours, But that's mostly because I never have the time to clean up after my roommates. I really like what you've done with the walls. All those movie posters are giving me a, well, a college feel. I don't know what I'm talking about, sorry. Just pay no attention to what I'm saying. Oh, thank you. I don't know, people tend not to really notice how I dress. Yeah, yes, I'm not really showy or anything, but I really like this dress, so it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who does. I guess it does match the color of my glasses. I never tend to think of that when picking out outfits, to be honest. You seem pretty observant. I guess that helps with the whole being good with people thing. Huh. Actually, if we're talking about that, do you think it would be okay with if we started with what you were going to teach me? I think it might help me get a little bit more comfortable before I teach you what you need to know. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that part will be done pretty quickly. I went over the subject matter, and I'm sure you'll understand rapidly. It's kind of a domino effect. If you understand one thing, the next thing will come naturally. Okay, good, thanks. Thank you again for offering help. I would have been okay with helping you for free, you know? I mean, you seem like a really nice guy, so I mean, just hanging out with you will be fun, I'm sure. So sorry. I'm just being stupid. Just, we can get to the teaching and I'll try not to be so embarrassing to myself. Get on the couch? Why? Oh, yeah, I guess. Since you're the teacher. Sorry, I'll trust you. So, where do we start? My posture? What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, I do tend to get my arms crossed, or at least in front of me. You're not wrong about that. I was right, you really are observant. But what's wrong with that? Oh. Yeah, that's true. It does kind of make me seem closed. Sometimes I do want to be left alone, though, so. But it does. It makes me seem mean, right? Like I don't want to seem like a bitch or anything. I'm just shy. Okay. If I just let my shoulders down a bit, you think I'll seem a bit more open to conversation? But what do I do with my hands? Yes, this dress has pockets, actually. That's a pretty big deal, but I don't know if I can really pull off the whole hands and pockets look, if you get what I mean. Okay, how's this? Good, then. Okay, but what I'm really interested in is, how am I supposed to approach someone? Like, if I see someone and I think they seem interesting or funny or cute, how am I supposed to go talk to them? I never know what to say. Well, okay, if we're saying that you are someone I want to talk to, not that you aren't, just, anyways, you understand. If we're saying that you're someone I'm trying to talk to, I guess I'll start by just saying hi, I guess. Well, okay, I guess I'd just say it like this. Hiya there! Oh god, no, that was bad. Hi, friends! Oh, now I sound like a camp counselor. I am no good at this, I'm just hopeless. But thank you. I'm sorry, I know you're trying your best, but it just seems like I'm doomed to be a lonely, unsociable mess. But at the same time, I am talking to you. That's already something, right? I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and when you did end up approaching me, I managed to keep cool and... Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. I've been wanting to talk with someone new in general. I didn't mean that I've been, like, looking at you or waiting to talk to you. That would just be sad, right? I just meant, you've been wanting to talk to me for a while? How come? Oh, thank you. I don't really see what's so interesting about me, but that's really sweet of you to say. I don't know how to answer. If I'm being honest, I've been looking at you for a while now. You just seem so comfortable with people and friendly, and I don't know, you have all this stuff that I wish I had. Well, I mean, you have friends, you have charisma, and you even have the good looks to... sorry, I'm embarrassing myself again. Just don't pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't... What? You think I'm beautiful? You really mean that? I don't know what to say. I can't believe you really think that I'm beautiful. Full. No, I'm sorry, you didn't do anything wrong. I just didn't expect you to do that, so I kind of needed to catch my breath. I've never really kissed someone before, so I don't know if I'm any good at it. You can teach me? Yes, I think I'd really like that, actually. I promise I'll be a good student. God, I can't believe you're actually doing this. I just never thought a guy like you could ever be interested in a girl like me, but I'm happy. Feel how hard you're getting against me. No, it's okay. Actually, I'm really happy to know that I can actually turn you on. I just never even dared to dream that something like this could ever happen to me. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Can you take off my dress? I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it myself. Oh, thank you. I guess that I never really wear anything that shows off my breasts. I'm happy you think they look nice. Sorry, no one's ever really caressed them before. I guess I'm a little bit sensitive. I can feel you throbbing against me. I want you to remove my bra. I want you to see. see my breasts. My nipples have gotten so hard. I'm happy you can see how happy you're making me. Oh, your tongue. Oh, please, please be gentle. Oh God, I'm really sensitive. No, no, but don't stop, don't stop. It feels really good. Can I take your hand? I want to show you how what I am. Here. Can you feel what you've done to me? I've never been so wet before. Just feeling your mouth against my skin. I feel like the pleasure's gonna drive me insane. But I don't want you to stop, so please, please keep doing that. Actually, fuck it. I need you, okay? I need you I need you to fuck me. A part of me really wants you to do all kinds of things to me before we actually do it, but if you don't fuck me right now, I'm scared I'll lose control over myself. I've never wanted anything more, so please, please fuck me. Here, I'll take off my panties. Just please get inside of me. Holy fuck. You feel so, so big. Just wait a bit before moving further. I need to get used to your girth. I'm just really happy you're doing this, and I'm really happy to feel you inside of me. I never dreamed this would happen to me. I never dreamed you could ever notice a girl like me. Okay, you can start to move. It doesn't hurt anymore. Oh my god. This feels so... it's like a friction that feels so good. I can't explain it. Fuck. Please go faster. Please fuck me faster. Holy shit. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Do you... Does it feel good? Really? Good. I'm happy that I can make you feel as good as you're making me feel right now. Please, kiss me. Thank you for making me feel so fucking good. But wait, stop. No, you're not doing anything wrong. I want to turn around so you can pull my hair. Yes, I'm sure. I just need you to fuck me as hard as you can. So please don't hold back anymore. I need you to get a little bit rough, if that's okay. fuck me till you don't have the strength anymore. Just, oh, fuck, that's right, pull my fucking hair. Pull my fucking hair. Oh, God. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck me harder than that. Spank me. Spank me. Come on. Spank my fucking ass. Fuck. Yes, keep going. Don't stop spanking me. I want to feel it for a week. I want to feel your hands on me all week. I want you to fucking mark my body. I want you to make sure I belong to your fucking cock. Yes. That's right. Thank you for... fuck. Thank you. I think I'm... Oh, God. My entire body's trembling. Oh, it's happening. Fuck. Holy shit. You're coming too. Come on. Please come inside me. Oh, fucking come inside me. That's it. Yes, that's it. Oh, that's it. I hope I didn't scare you. Oh, I don't know what came over me. I just couldn't control myself. It felt so good. I'm sorry if that was too intense. Well, I'm glad that you thought it was hot. I can't believe any of this happened, to be honest. It all felt so surreal. But I'm really happy how it happened. I guess I'm just really lucky to have a guy like you as my first. Oh, I still feel a little bit embarrassed about how I acted, honestly. I've never been this upfront or, controlling before. I'm sorry if that was too scary or too intense, but I'm still really happy you accepted to teach me. But, if it's okay, I'd like to take a little nap before I teach you the stuff we needed for the exam. Wait, what? What do you mean you didn't actually need me to help you study?